וזה בחינס משיח, שהוא בחינס עוני. And everything we've said till now is tied into משיח, משיח צדקנו, משיח בן דוד, who is also in the category of עוני, כמו שכוסוב, as the Gemara describes him, the Torah describes him as עוני ורויכב על החמור, that when משיח will come, he will appear as an עוני, a poor person, riding on a mule or a donkey. שעיקר ישוע סועניים ואביונים על יודוי. The Torah is telling us that the main Yeshua, the main salvation of all the poor, poor people will be via Moshiach. He will be the one to lift them up. Kama Shekosev, as the Pasuk says, Yochois al dal ve'evyoin ve'nafshois evyoinim yoshia. He will have rachmonis on the dalim evyoinim. This refers to different degrees of extreme poverty. Ve'nafshois evyoinim yoshia. And he will save, he will help the nafshei sevyonim. Ki tzadik koze yoidea lahamtik kol hamoichin dekatnus. Because a tzadik of this type and of this caliber is one who's qualified to sweeten all the moichin dekatnus. Shemishom ho anius, which is the source of this anius, this poverty, b'shorashon ho elyon kanam. This tzadik knows how to fix it all at its point of origin, at its original source. Ve'ikar ho'anius v'adalus ho'anius midas ha'toyra v'amitzvos. And we know that there are different types of poverty. There's financial poverty, there's poorness in health and other things. The most serious type of poverty is when a person is lacking in das, lacking in sechel, and lacking in toyra and mitzvos. Shehu rochik mi'ashem izborach chas v'shalom, where the person is distant from Hashem. As the Gemara says in Nedorim, a very famous statement in the Gemara, Ein oni ela min adas, that real poverty is poverty of sechel, of das. As the Gemara says in Das Konisa ma chosarto, Das chosarto ma konisa. If a person has das, what is that person lacking? And if a person is lacking in das, what in the world does that person have? Ukeshezeh ho'oni b'maisim. And when a person, when a Jew, who is poor in good deeds, he's poor in Sechel, in Torah, in Mitzvos Maisim Tovim, Roya Pchisusoi V'Shiflusoi, when such a person realizes their poverty and their low state, Bifrat Kishemargish Choyvoisov, especially when he feels the burden of his debts to Hashem, Shehu Chayev V'Hashem Yizborach Al Yidei Avoinoisov U'Pshov Horabim, whereby Chas V'Shalom, he owes Hashem a lot. He's in debt to Hashem a lot. He has a big minus that he created as a result of all of his averos. Kishehu maschil lehismarmer lefnei Hashem Yizborach b'lev nishbor v'nitke. When such a person starts pouring out his bitter heart before Hashem, u'mefarish tzaroi v'sichosoi lefnei Hashem Yizborach, and he expresses his pain, he pours out his heart to Hashem verbally, bevadai tfiloso yikoro v'chashuva ma'oid ma'oid lefnei Hashem Yizborach. That person's tefillah is very, very important and precious to Hashem. Upoiseches kol hatarim. And that tefillah opens up all the gates in Shamayim, as the Zohar HaKadosh says, which we quoted earlier. Ki ze ikar tefillah la'oni, שחשובה מאוד בני השם יסבורך. Because out of all the tefillos of aniyim, when we spoke earlier, when we quoted the Zohar HaKadosh that said that the tefillah of the oni is the most choshev in Hashem's eyes, which oni were we talking about? This is the most important oni. This is the real oni. Kemavur mizeh b'mokam achar, as we've already elaborated on this topic, Behilchas Tfilin, Halacha Hei, Ayin Shom. So Rav Nosson Zal is telling us that out of all the different types of aniyim, people that are poor, according to the Torah, real poverty is when a person realizes they're poor beruchnius, they're poor in sechel, in das, in Torah and mitzvahs. And when a person recognizes that that's where they're at, and they come before Hashem, because if you look throughout the Shulchan Aruch, almost every paragraph is chayev. chayev odom la'asis this, a person is chayev to do this, chayev to do that, which means that if a person chas v'shalom transgresses the mitzvah, if he chas v'shalom violates the los ase, or he doesn't do the asay, he remains in a position of chayev. He's chayev to Hashem. He owes Hashem. And a person chas v'shalom can ring up a big debt, a big bill to Hashem. So when a person realizes that he's in that kind of poverty, and he comes before Hashem and he cries, he pours out his heart to Hashem, expressing how he feels so bad about his ruchnius poverty, that's the tefillah la'oni. Out of all the tefillah la'onis, when the Zohar Kodesh praises that there's a tefillah la'oni, which is the thing that opens up all gates in heaven and it's most quickly and readily accepted by Hashem, this is the real tefillah la'oni. But now Rav Nosson Zal adds a very important thing that he doesn't mention over there in Hilchas Tefillin, and this is so critical now. As a person reads the words of the Zohar Kodesh and he hears and he says, that's me, I'm that Oni, and now I'm going to pour out my heart, my broken heart, my bitter heart to Hashem, and I'm sure that my problem is going to be solved, Rav Nosson Zal adds another requirement here. Aval afal pikein Adayin ein lo koyach lifoil pulosa b'shleimus. However, this tefillah of the Oni does not have enough strength to be able to accomplish the mission that it's looking to accomplish. Why? Machmas toikev hadinim. Because an Oni is in a state of din. He's in a midas hadin. Kihu adayin debechinas moichin dekatnus. Because the Oni, in his bitterness and in his feeling so much, he's in such pain and everything, he's in a status called Moichin de Katnus, he's in Tzimtzum. Ki hu Oni min Adas v'kanal, as we said before. V'alkein Iker Yeshuasoi al Yedei HaTzadik HaGodol Hu Amiti. Therefore, in addition to him putting forth his own tefillah, his Iker Yeshua depends on the Tzadik HaGodol Hu Amiti, Shehu Bechinas Moshiach, who is an aspect of Moshiach, Shehu Meshatef Atzmoi Im Elu Hu Aniyim. And as we saw a few lines earlier, Moshiach is the one who joins with the Aniyim. He's with them. Moshiach is Oni Roichev Alachamor. The Pasuk says about him, Yochoi Saldal Vevyoin V'nafshei Sevyoinim Yeshia. He associates with them. Afal pi shepogmu ma'oid, even though they've been poigain tremendously, and they did all kinds of terrible things, afal pi kein rachmov mizgabram aleim. Despite that, the rachmonus of the tzaddik is very, very strong on these people. V'hu moirid atzmoy aleim, he lowers himself to them. V'oise atzmoy kimoisam, and he emulates them. He makes himself as if he's one of them. When he presents himself to Hashem, he presents himself like an Oni and a Dal Vevyoin. V'garua mehem, and he even considers himself worse than them. He presents an image to Hashem that I'm just as bad as them, and I might even be worse than them. Ki hu onov mikol ha'odom ha'shal p'nei adam, as the Torah testifies, that these tzadikim, Moshe Rabbeinu, Dover HaMelech, Moshiach, they are more modest than everybody, more humble than everybody. V'afal pi kein, einoi noifel amoichin dekatnus chas v'shalom. However, he doesn't allow that to pull him down into atzvus, into depression, into that red area called moichin dekatnus, where it's in a bad way chas v'shalom. Shezeo bechinas tachlis shleimus v'anova. This is the perfection of anova, shel bechinas moishe moshiach, which we said before, b'mokim shatamaitse gedulosoi, shomatamaitse and vesinusoi, where gedula and anova are side by side. And that's what makes it that his anova doesn't cross a line into feeling bitter and bad in a negative way, in a way that hampers him from flying, from getting closer to Hashem every second, from rising and rising. She'enon yichoy l'mahovensleis, this is something that we can't rationalize, we can't comprehend how both of those things are together. And it's for this reason that we started this whole discussion with a quote from Likud Imran, where Rabbeinu Zal had said that the majority of the world makes a mistake when it comes to Anova. they think anova means small-mindedness. Anova means putting your head between your legs, walking with your head down, walking schleppy. It's got nothing to do with schleppy. A person can be burning rubber, and he's super anov, super humble. That on one hand, in one pocket, he looks at himself as being the lowest, lowest person on earth, and that motivates him and inspires him to burn rubber. Because I'm so low and because I'm so far behind, I have to drink pages and pages of Torah and I have to do billions of mitzvahs every day. And on the other hand, there's another pocket where he feels like the luckiest person in the world, and he feels a closeness to Hashem, and he feels all kinds of positive things that he connects to that other feeling. Now Rav Nosson Zal says, "V'ze bechinas v'asiris ho'efo soiles lemincho belula v'ashemen." Now Rav Nosson Zal clarifies a very important point. We know that the mincha, the korb mincha, is the korban of a poor man, and it's a handful of flour. But we know that the Torah says that this handful of flour is not a valid mincha unless you mix it with oil. The mincha has to be mixed with oil in order to sweeten the din. Why? What is oil? Oil represents the light of Moshiach. Bechinas shemen mishchas kodesh, as it's called. Shemen is used for mishicha, for anointing kings. Sheze bechinas Moshiach, shenikru Moshiach al shem shenimshach b'shemen. The Jewish kings are called Moshiach because he's anointed. V'ukamei shekosu, as the pasuk says, al kein mishochacho elokim elokecho shemen sosan mechaverecho. Hainu, sheikar hamtokas hamincho, shi bechinas korban oni, bechinas moichin dekatnas, Ikram tokosoi aridei bechinas Moshiach, shu bechinas Hashemen sheboilalim boya mincha, sheze ikra tikin vam tokas bechinas mincha, shu bechinas korban oni bekanam. Rav Nosson says this reiterates what we said earlier, that you have the oni who's in a state of moichin de katnus, who when he comes before Hashem is very, very special, but can only get out of his situation if he presents his tefillah. And he's also attached to Moshiach, to the Tzadik Ha'amiti, to the Tzadik Hador, who has enough Moichin de Gadlus to pull him out of his Moichin de Katnus, to give him the Chizuk that he needs, that even though he recognizes how far away he is from Hashem, the Tzadik will give him the motivation and the inspiration that he needs to pull himself up and to get to his Tikkun B'Shleimus. V'alkei nikra zois ha'tfila b'shem mincha. And it's for this reason that the afternoon tefillah is called mincha, ki ikar tefillah samincha hu lehamshech hamtoka mimokoim elyoin v'noira ma'oid mishoyresh elyoin shel kol amoichim kedei lehamtik kol hadinim akoshim shenesoyrim b'shas mincha daika kanal. Because the main mission of our tefillah of mincha is to go up and draw a hamtoka from the highest place, the source of all moichin, in order to sweeten the severe dinim that are present at mincha time, at that tchilas hatzimtzum, when the sun is starting to go down. Shekol elu hadinim nimshochem mibchinas moichin dekatnus, shem mibchinas davos vanius, whereby all of this din originates from a state of moichin dekatnus. That's the source of midas hadin. We know al pi Kabbalah, al pi Zohar Kodesh, everything starts from on high. So when something manifests itself in our world as Gevura or Malchus, which is Midas Hadin, it's originating from Bina, from the left side upstairs, way, way up on high. The Zohar Kodesh says, Bina, Dinin Misarimina, that the Midas Hadin originates, it's Misoire from Bina, way up on high, and from the Kes, you know, from still higher. Sheze ikar bechinas korb mincha. This is the essence of the korb mincha, shehi korban oni, which is the korban of a poor person. Sheze hakorban vahatfilo yokor mo'oid b'nei Hashem Yisborach, which is very, very, this korban and this tefillah is very precious in the eyes of Hashem. Ve'ikar tikunoi al yedei hamtokana. And the main tikkun of it is when it has its hamtoka, shenipshach mebechinas moishe Moshiach, which comes through the efforts of the tzaddik. V'alkei nikra zois ha'tfila daika b'shem mincha, and this is why, even though there was a korban tamid and its mincha brought at shachris, and there was a tamid and its mincha brought in the afternoon, we don't call shachris mincha at all. We only use the word mincha for the afternoon. Ki kol ikra tikkun zois ha'tfila hu bebechinas korb mincha. Because the ikra tikkun of this afternoon tfila is related to this concept of korban mincha. One note on this subject, to add a drop more of clarity, I remember hearing once from my father-in-law, Zichron Evracha, Rabbi Rosenfeld Zal, that you have, the Gemara speaks about a person, Lahanche l'chol oyavai, yesh. There's a pasuk that says that Hashem will give all those that He loves, yesh, 310 worlds. And it's brought also that this refers to the Torah Gdoisha. When we speak about the Torah has in it this yesh. And yesh is also Rosh Yetevois, yemin, smoil, right and left. We know there's a pasuk that says, Oirech yomim b'yemina, u'besmoila oisha b'kavoy. That in the right side of the Torah, from the right side of the Torah, a person can draw oirech yomim. From the left side, a person draws oisher v'kavoy. Ashiras and kavoy come from the left. There's a pasuk that says, mitzofoin zohav yuasa. Gold comes from the north. North is the left side. We always picture a Jew facing eastward. When you're facing east, north is on your left. And there's another pasuk, mitzafon tiposa haro. All evil comes from the north, from the left side. Sitra achra, as it's called. So now we know that there's a right and a left, a yamin and smoil in Torah. So now the Mefoshim bring that from the right side, this arichus yamin is associated with secrets of Torah. When we speak about the choicest part of the Torah, which is the secrets of Torah, that's referred to as Arichus Yomim. That's referred to as Shabbos, Me'ein Olam Haba. That's all the concept of Sisrei Torah, Atik, etc., etc. And we know the term secret in Hebrew is Roz, Reish Zayin. Reish Zayin is secrets. So it's brought, the Mefoshim bring, that the right side of this 310 is secrets, is this rose, which leaves a remainder of 103. The left side is 103, which is bigimatria mincha, the word mincha. So that mincha, we have the concept of mincha le'esav ochi, that Yaakov Avinu sent a mincha to Esav. Mincha represents, is associated with the left side, with midas hadin. We just learned here that all of these dinim and gvurois on his gaber dafka at mincha time, the afternoon. And again, but we've learned that we're mamtik it, that's the avoid of the tefillah of mincha, that through davani mincha, through the korb mincha, and through our kesha with the tzaddikim amitiyim, we're able to be mamtik, we're able to go up to that place where right and left come together, where right and left are one, where there is no right and left. Within the keser, there is no, the left becomes bottle to the right, and we're able to draw moichin from there to be mamtik all the dinim completely. Next, shayach le'er linin kabola satayne shubishas amin chadaika. Now Rav Nosson Zal adds an appendix, two more appendixes to this halacha. One where he's going to further clarify what he mentioned earlier, that why we, when a person wants to accept a fast upon themselves, they do it from the mincha of the day before. Rav Nosson Zal spoke about this a few paragraphs back. Now he's going to add another piece to it. Kigam ha'am toko v'atikun hanimshach halidei ha'taynis hu bebechinas ha'am toko v'atikun shel tfilas mincha. That which we're looking to accomplish via a fast is identical with what we accomplish in our tfilas mincha, as Rav Nosson Zal is going to show now. Ki isa b'devrei Rabbeinu Zal b'likutei Arishin v'simin kufayin tes. Because Rabbeinu Zal in Likutei Moran, in the first half of Likutei Moran, chapter 179, explains there, Be'inyan Goydel Hatikin Shel Hatainis. There he elaborates on the great accomplishment that a person accomplishes when he fasts. Sha'al Yodoy Nizbatel Kol Mine Machloikis, Bechlal Ubefrat, Begashmius Veruchnius. That when a person is in Tainis, they're able to nullify all types of Machloikis. Against Klal Yisrael, against the individual, Begashmius and Baruchnius. I am Shom, look over there in the Kutuman where Rabbeinu Zal elaborates on this. Rabbi, just to say very briefly, the Zohar HaKadosh says, and Rabbi Nizal quotes the Zohar HaKadosh there, that when a person is fasting, we know that one of the most basic gashmius needs of a human being is food and drink. When a Jew is able to nullify himself, to nullify his gashmius, his atzmius before Hashem, to say that for the sake of Hashem, for the sake of my neshama, I'm going to step on the guf. I'm going to be machmiya, the guf, completely to the neshama. Guf, the neshama wants ruchnius. The neshama, the guf wants gashmius. Today, it's tough luck on you. Today, we're going to turn you into a neshama. We're going to take the guf, we're going to make you into a malach, whether you like it or not. How? We're going to fast. We guys, both of us together, neshama and guf, are accepting a fast. The Zohar HaKadosh says that when a person does that, when he's machmiya his rotzayim, his desire for food and drink, he's machmiya his rotzayim to Hashem and to the neshama, Hashem thereby is machmiya all ritzoinois to his ritzoin. Just like the Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos, batel ritzoincha mepnei ritzoinoi, kedei shivatel ritzoin acheri mepnei ritzoincha. By you doing that, that nullifies all the hisnagdus against you. Anybody who opposes you in any way, or any opposes Klal Yisrael, their ritzoin, because you are machmiya your ritzoin to Hashem in such a big, big way, all their ritzoinois fall like dominoes before your ritzoin, kaviyochel. I'm giving you a brief summary of what Rabbeinu Zal says there. Umevoyer Sham, it's also explained there in Likutei Moharan, Shalidei Hatainus Mechayin Kol Hayomim Hamesim Shehem Hayomim Shechota Upogam Bahem Shehem Unochem Kemoi Pegorim Mesim Mamish. Rabbeinu Zal also says there that when a person is zoche to fast for Hashem, in doing that, they're able to do a Tchias Hamesim, to bring new life to days, to their past, days in their past, which were not full of Torah and mitzvahs, which were not full of spirituality, chiyus deidusha, they're able to inject chiyus deidusha into those days of the past. Ki kishemesane ezeyoyim, because when a person fasts on a particular day, let's say a person fasts on a Tuesday, azai ein loy koyach mizeh hayoyim lavades Hashem yisborach, then he's not drawing any energy or koyach from Tuesday to serve Hashem on Tuesday, machmas chalisha satainus, because he didn't put anything into the tank on Tuesday. He didn't add any delek. So Tuesday's avoidas Hashem is not coming from any food or drink of Tuesday. Vazai mekabel koyach miyoyim shelofonov, but rather it's drawing on Monday's energy. V'chein kishemesana yoyser, and when a person decides to fast Tuesday and Wednesday, he's reaching back to Sunday and Shabbat. The more a person fasts, the more he's reaching back into the past and drawing energy from there. To the point where you could have somebody who fasts so much, where he's going back years in his life and drawing on the energy of those days when he was a baby nursing from his mother. And he's even being misaking those days. He's adding kedusha and Torah mitzvahs into those days. Nimtza, shalidei hatainis malin kol yemei hakatnus v'hayenika shehem hayomim akoidnim she'oz hoye bebchinas katnus. So therefore we see that based on Rabbi Nazal's explanation, when a person fasts, he's going back to the katnus. Katnus in two or three ways. Katnus meaning days that were small in mitzvahs and mice and toivim, in Torah mitzvahs and toivim, and katnus being his younger age, when he was younger, and he's going back and correcting that, fixing that up. Ki kol ma sheho'odam hoylech v'godel, because the more a person grows, nigdal moicha yoiser, the more their brain advances and matures. And the normal assumption is that his earlier days are referred to as katnus compared to later days. Especially if we're talking about a person who chas v'shalom in earlier days was not religious chas v'shalom, he was doing sins chas v'shalom, or he wasn't serving Hashem as seriously as he wants to now. Va'achshav misan erois et shuvazeh, and now, while he's in this more serious mode, he decides to fast and do tshuva for his past. V'alkein bevadai yomim harishenim shepogam behem hem chinas katnus. So most certainly, we can look at his earlier days as katnus compared to now. V'alidei hatainus male kol elu hayomim u'mesaken oisam. And we just learned that by fasting, he elevates those days and he corrects everything that was missing and lacking in those days. To the point where a Jew has the ability to go back to his days of being a child, early childhood, and a baby, and even correct those days. Even when he was nursing. So here again, we see that fasting is something also that's mesaken moichin de katnus, that term. Shehem bechinas hayomim hakoidmin, which is those earlier days. This ties in beautiful Tower topic, because this is the essence of Tfilas Mincha, as we explained it. Tfilas Mincha is to be mesakein moichen de katnus, which comes about by the sun starting to set. Alkein, kabola satainis b'shas mincha daikar ganal. That's why you could understand that the time to initiate a fast is dafket mincha time. When you're involved in tikkun of moichen de katnus, that's the time to take on this other item that's also tikkun of moichen de katnus. Now Rav Nosson Zal's closing remarks, the final paragraph of this halacha, v'zeh she'ez hi razal b'yoyser sh'lei l'haschil b'shum malocha v'eisek koidim tfila samincha. And this is why the Gemara warns especially not to start any work or any business deal or anything that's going to occupy your mind in any serious way right before the time to daven mincha. Kama shekosa b'mishnah, as it says in the Mishnah Masechta Shabbos, lo yeshiv adam lefnei hasapor samach mincha, a person shouldn't sit down for a haircut before mincha, v'chulu, etc., etc. U'mevura b'poiskin, and the poiskin explained, shedaika b'mincha tzrichim yizor boze b'yoyser, that when it comes to mincha, more so than shachris varvis, a person has to be very careful, shelo yita v'yishkach l'espal mincha, that he shouldn't get involved and forget to daven mincha. Ki daika b'shas mincha yeshchash v'sakono, shelo yita yoyser mi b'shar kol atfilos, because it's at mincha that a person is much more vulnerable and much more susceptible to this kind of error, forgetting to daven, more so than all the other tefillos. Machmas she'oz maschil his oirus hadin mebechinas tchilas hatzimtzum shemishom ikur hatoz shel kol hanesoyg l'mochem ha'shem yizborach, because it's at mincha time that there begins the hisoirus of midas hadin, the setting of this, the light, the tzimtzum, the beginning of the tzimtzum, the sun is becoming smaller, which is the source of the mistakes of all those who drift away from Hashem, who are nesoyg l'mochem ha'shem yizborach. And that's also the source of the power and the mistakes of all those who are koifer, who deny Hashem, who are chas v'shalom, don't believe in Hashem. This is why the Torah makes a point of emphasizing that the Erev Rav got messed up at mincha time. The people saw that Moshe Rabbeinu was being delayed. And the Gemara darshins, bo sheish, they saw that the sixth hour had come and gone, and Moshe Rabbeinu hadn't arrived. Bo sheish daika, tremendous emphasis on that. Shemebechinas to sekfir azois nimshach kol hakoyah shala yetzahoro v'tavoysa v'tirdoysa v'shematris odom be'iske yolam azeh at shesheicheach v'shem yizborach v'idosoy. Rav Nosson Zal now is putting the spotlight on this. He's telling us that a person has two things going on in their life. They have Hashem and Avodas Hashem, Tefillah, Torah, Mitzvot, Ma'asim Tovim, and they have the Eitz Sahara with his whole package. And part of his package, a major part of his package, is the Tirdas HaParnosa, trying to swallow a person up in all the difficult, the struggle for Parnosa, in a manner that'll bring him far away from Hashem, that'll pull him away from Hashem, and pull him away from Torah and Avodah. To involve the person, to suck the person into the Taivois and Tirdois, that'll sound like, ki ikar koyach hayetzahara hu mikfirai subgam amunah kanal. Because we know that the main source of strength of the yetzahara comes from kfira, pigam emunah, as we mentioned earlier. V'alkein, oz b'shas mincha tzrichen lizoher yoyser v'yoyser shaloyite. Therefore, when it comes to mincha, a person has to be extra, extra careful not to make a mistake, v'yishkach lispal, and forget to daven, ulahamtik hadin hakoshesh nizoros, and miss out on being mamtik, that major, severe, harsh din that's nizoher at mincha time. V'alkein, is hiru razal oz b'yoyser. This is why the Gemara and Halacha underline this point. Zohir betfilas mincha, shelo yaschil b'shum malocha v'esik samal mincha ad sheyispal. Not to undertake any project, not to start anything significant, close to mincha time, until your first daven mincha. Ki oz hatos motzui b'yoyser, because that's the time when the mistake is most prevalent. It's easiest for it to happen. V'alkein tzrichim lizoher mo'oid b'yoyser l'spalo mincha b'kavona gedoyla. And therefore, a Jew, and especially a Breslov chosid, has to make sure that mincha is a major, major event of the day. That he's davening mincha with kavona gedoyla, kedei sheyizke lahamtik hadin hakosh eshenesayroz. In order to be zechet, to take part in being mamtik, the harsh din that's nesayr at that time. V'hakoyel, bekoyach hiskashrus letzadikim amitiyim. The mincha has to be balula bashemen. Don't forget that. That your mincha, in order for it to be effective, really effective, has to be biskashrus to the tzadikim amitiyim. Biskashrus to Yitzchak Avinu, who's tfilas mincha. And you start at Shmoyin Esrei, okay, Avroham, okay, Yitzchak, okay, Yaakov, to pause when you say those words. What am I saying? Why am I mentioning their names? I'm mentioning their names to be ma'ir their schus, and to say, I'm with them, I'm with the big boys, I'm nobody, I'm nothing, I'm full of mud and slime. It's a chutzpah for me to think of standing before I open my mouth before Hashem. But I'm only coming because I'm zoicha to be a child of Avram Yitzchak Yaakov Avinu, and it's bizkashrus to them, bizkashrus to the tzadikim amitiyim, and it's our tzadik of today, that I hope and pray that even I can be zoicha to join in this tikkun. Shehem b'chinas Moshe Moshiach, these true tzaddikim who are in the category of Moshe Moshiach, shal yodom ikar hahamtoko. Through them is affected the main hamtoko shel tefilas hamincha v'chanan. Baruch Hashem. Questions. We so far in all of our discussions we spoke about both mincha gedoyla and ktana. So from what I understand, it starts from mincha gedoyla. The question was, can a person feel this? Can a person be sensitized to feel the moich and the katnus that's nizgabra at mincha time? The great tzaddikim who conduct their schedules on Hashem's schedule, again, who get up for chatzos and the seeker and avoida, you know, the higher a level, the more a person can feel this, and also not just the higher level avoida, the more a person believes, the more a person will see and feel. Ve'rastichli be'emunah, a person would feel a bechin, an aspect of tzitzum, an aspect of constriction, not the expansion. When during the morning hours, the sun is going up, it's shining, it's getting brighter and brighter, the day is getting brighter and brighter. The midas hachesed of Hashem is opening up more and more. When we cross that line of chatzos yom midyoyim, now it's going over to the other side, and there's a different avoida now. Now it's a different avoida of hamtoka. There's a midas hadin, a channel B is being turned on of din, and that's now comes the avoida of the tzaddikim and all those that are attached to them to work on being mamtik that din, to be aware of it. If a person doesn't know that he's got an adversary in front of him, he's smiling and rolling, and he doesn't see a big pit in front of him, chas v'shalom. But if a person is made aware of this, and he's conscious, and he knows that from when that 12:30, you know, red alert, mincha, I have to be conscious that one of the most important events of the day now is going to be tefilas mincha, and the satan instead is going to try to involve me in everything other than mincha, anything other than what's going to help me be mamtik these dinim, and I have to be strong. I once heard a beautiful vort from Rebbe Yechaim Rosen, Zechet Tzadik Levrocha, one of the Ziknei Hasidei Breslov of the previous generation. He mentioned that you have the famous Gemara, which says, Yegia kapecho ki soichel, ashrecha v'toivloch. The Gemara there says, Godol hanenem migias kapov yoisem yirei shamayim, that a person who works for a living, a person who supports himself, is greater than a yirei shamayim. A yirei shamayim, in that context, referring to a person who's full day learning and is supported by others. Because the Gemara says, by yirei shamayim, it just says, ashrei tko yirei Hashem. By a nenem yigia kapoi, it says, ashrecha v'toivloch. Ashrecha boilam hazeh v'toivloch boilam haba. So he once mentioned, the Meforshim ask, just for that he gets the an ashrecha v'toivloch? You know, he's better. So he explained that even when a person is working, there's two types of people. There are people who, when they're involved in work, like Rav Nosson Zal mentioned here, they forget about Hashem completely. They forget Hashem, they forget religion, chas v'shalom. In which case, it would be possible for such a person to get so involved in work that, oh, I forgot to daven mincha, I missed mincha, I can't believe, or I missed, you know, something like that, or chas v'shalom, he did other averos out of his deep, deep involvement in the work, you know, in the distraction from Hashem. He said, what the Pasuk says here is, a person whose kapayim, his hands are involved in his work, but his moyach remains dovuk to Hashem. That, in other words, even when he has to be in that workplace, he knows he allocates his physicality is there, but my moyach is constantly dovuk to Hashem. So the question was raised, what about a person whose work is with his moyach? What about a doctor or a computer person where his work, mamash, he's got to be using his brain? The answer is, even in such a person, there's what's known as the chitzonius and the pnimius. Within moichim, there's a concept of two places. There's a certain general aspect of a person's mind, which that part of a person's mind, they can allocate it to all kinds of different things. They can use it for Torah, they can use it for other things also. But there's a certain pnimius hamachshava, there's a certain inner part of my brain, which that is reserved, it's for Hashem only, untouchable. And no matter where I get involved, no matter what else I get involved in, whether I'm on a trip or at work, anything, whatever I'm involved in, there's a certain part of me that's always humming, and it's connected to Hashem only. Hashem, Torah, Mitzvahs, Ruchnis. And that can never get negated because I got involved in something else. That's the person about him. It says, Yegia kapechok yisoech ha'ashrech v'tovlo. A person who, when he works, his hands are there, but his moyach remains dovuk to Hashem, he has this incredible praise from Hashem. Is the minute to say Harini Mekasher by Mincha? The answer is, I've seen two versions. I've seen a version where a person says Harini Mekasher often during the day. They say it by each one of the three tefillos. They say it even any time they do a significant mitzvah. You know, any type of significant mitzvah. Exactly. B'mitzvahs tefillin, b'mitzvahs this, b'mitzvahs that. Exactly. And what I saw from Reb Michal Zichron Levracha, he had a policy, I don't know if it was his whole life, or certainly towards the end of his life, that in the morning, when he was putting on his talis, when he wrapped himself in the talis, after making the bracha, and when you're wrapping yourself in the talis, that's a time of a super kesher with Hashem, when you're totally wrapped up in Hashem, kavyochel, in the talis, that's when he would say the Hareini Mekasher for the whole day. He would say Hareini Mekasher Atzmi L'chol Atzadikim, and he would have in mind that this is when I'm binding myself to the tzaddik now for everything I'm going to do the entire day. The Nusach has written in our forum is Hareini Mekasher Atzmi L'chol Hat. If you wanted to be specific, something you would say betfila shachris sheli, or betfila, you know, or a person would say Hareini Mekasher Atzmi L'chol Hatzadikim Amitim Shebedoreinu. ולכל הצדיק ממיתים שייך נאופר כדי שמה שבורצמו ובפרט לרבינו הקודש צדיק יסיידוילם אנחנו נביא מקור חוכמו רבי נחמן. And here the way Rabbi Michal Zichron Levrach used to say it is Rabbi Nachman ben Feiga, Rabbi Nachman ben Simcha ותלמידי הקודש רב נוסן בן חיילנו רב נוסן בן נפתלי הרץ זכרוינם צדיק קדוש שמה לברכה זכוסם יוגם הרבה ועל כל ישראל אמן. But again, this doesn't mean that this is the only formula. This is what, throughout the years, this is what he honed and this is how he wanted to do it, and again, it's a tremendous privilege to be zoche to know about it and to do it that way. It's interesting to note is while we're on the topic, we'll put it on tape for posterity. In addition to that, Rabbeinu Zal, in chapter paragraph 2 of Sichoi Saran, Rabbeinu Zal writes there that it was his derech every single day to give himself over into Hashem's hands. In other words, to declare very verbally and emphatically that Hashem, I want to make it clear to you that I don't want to make decisions myself. I don't want to do whatever I want to do. I want to make it clear, Hashem, that I want to do what you want me to do, and I want you to dictate me and direct me like a rider directs a horse. And Rabbeinu Zal says over there, Einusach, Hareini Moiser Esatzmi, I'm giving myself over into your hands, Hashem, Sheyia Hakoil Kertzon Chatoy V'lai, that everything I do should be what you want it to be, that kind of thing. And Reb Michal Zichron Avraham also said, there are Breslover that say this every day. Reb Michal Zichron Avraham would say that right after the Harina Mekasher, while he was still wrapped up in the Talis. That was to say, while I'm alone with Hashem in that way, I'm wrapped up in this holy moment, to say, Hareini Moisir Etzatzmi, B'machshevoisai, B'diburai, U'bamasai, U'bechol machshevois diburum u'maisin, U'tnuois, shel kol elu hatluyim bi, Sheyia hakoel kretzon chatoi volai. As that I'm giving myself over, all my thoughts, everything I'm going to say, everything I'm going to do, all my movements, and all the thoughts, speech, and movements of anybody that's connected with, that I'm involved with, whether it be my wife and children, or all those that are totally in me, I'm declaring on all of our behalfs that I'm giving it over into your hands, Hashem. I want to make it clear from the first moment, I want to do what you want me to do. What the Malach's going to do to me in a minute from now, or an hour from now, or 6 hours from now, whether I'm going to get slammed in the face by the Malach, and I'm going to do something that's against your wishes, Chas v'Shalom Hashem, but I said very clearly up front that I want to do what you want me to do, and I want you to help me. I'm asking you to help me. And these are very, very important ways for a Jew to start a day, for a Breslover to start a day, that to make a connection, to make a serious connection. Everything good in the secular world comes from the Torah. The Torah is the source of Eitzah Tova. All good advice, all good direction is coming from the Torah. And Rabbeinu Zal Sfarim especially are presented in such a way that a person who has any kind of problem, physical, spiritual, mental, emotional, if a person will be zoche to learn these Sfarim the right way and to follow the advice, it can replace any and all other programs, you know, that a person would need. Baruch Hashem.